Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would like to hear way more about global trends and relations and how what we do here affects others worldwide and what people worldwide do, how it affects us as well.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:46 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
By a 3-2 vote, Sedgwick County Commission approves demolition of Judge Riddell Boys Ranch at Lake Afton.
Two.
Dow sets a record on Wall Street. How high can it go?
One.
Several earthquakes hit central Oklahoma. No major damage or injuries reported. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And right now in traffic, we've got a traffic slowdown north of 21st Street North on I-135. This is in the southbound lanes. You can also see some slowdowns in the road construction, Kellogg and I-235, especially eastbound there. Traffic update on KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny with a 20% chance for rain later today and a high of 88 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 60. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high down to 81. Mostly cloudy now, 71 degrees. North wind at 3 miles per hour. With Steve and Ted in the morning taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, there is a small area of rain now up between Emporia and Topeka, up along the east of the turnpike now, moving to the east and really collapsing, dissipating as it goes up north past the Kansas City area this morning. Tough words from the Russian Prime Minister over new sanctions.
Focus on the White House. Russia's Prime Minister says President Trump's hopes for better U.S. and Russia relations have ended with his signing of a new sanctions bill.
President Trump begrudgingly signed this Russia sanctions bill because, as he says, he wants to make it clear that the U.S. will not tolerate interference in its democratic process. The bill is punishment for Russia's election meddling and its aggression in Ukraine and Syria. The president also said in a statement, quote, "We will side with our allies and friends against Russian subversion and destabilization." Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
It's not going anywhere in Congress, but the president is backing legislation first introduced in the winter that stands to reduce by 50% the number of legal immigrants to the U.S., giving high-skill immigrants priority in order to protect low-skill Americans.
This legislation demonstrates our compassion for struggling American families who deserve an immigration system that puts their needs first and that puts America first.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed above 22,000 points for the first time, driven by a big gain in Apple. On an otherwise mixed day for the market, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 52 points to 22,016. The broader Standard & Poor's 500 index edged up 1 point. The Nasdaq edged down less than a point. Oil futures were up Wednesday. Benchmark U.S. crude added 43 cents to close at $49.59 a barrel in New York. And thousands of people showed up Wednesday for a chance to pack and ship products to Amazon customers as the e-commerce company held a giant job fair at nearly a dozen U.S. warehouses. And they're going to keep, the word is they're going to look for about 100,000 employees, Ted, over the next few months. That could really be a great boom to the economy.
Well, when it comes time for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You know that they're going to need human beings to put items in those boxes.
Yeah, maybe then after Christmas they'll lay off 100,000 people. I'm hoping that won't happen. A dedicated Domino's employee in Flint, Michigan, completed a delivery on foot after his car broke down nearly a mile from his destination. Ashley Schaefer shared a post on Facebook explaining how Domino's driver Benjamin Houston restored her faith in humanity after completing the delivery despite his car trouble. Houston, who is deaf, declined a ride that was offered him and set out to walk to his destination.
Huh.
He, after walking about a half a mile, Houston finally arrived at Schaefer's home and greeted her with a knock on her front door.
And a
fairly cold pizza.
And a lukewarm pizza.
Fairly cold pizza, but
Gosh, his heart was in the right place. All she had to do was stick it in the microwave for about 30 seconds, and away you go.
Exactly. We're good to go.
Yep. Every now and then we find out there's somebody out there who will go above and beyond the call of duty.
Dedicated to the job.
Dedicated to doing the best job possible. Comments this morning from KNSS Facebook. Starnes says, Todd Starnes, if you don't want to speak English, don't come to America. Cyrus says, honestly, though, I won't go to someone else's country and demand that they speak my language. That's interesting. Cyrus has an interesting.
Well,
I've never really thought of it that
talking
way.
Talking about people that want to come here and be citizens.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to live in another country, I'm certainly not going to demand that they speak English.
That's true, yeah. Stephen Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll going on right now. Oh, this is so popular. This is the most exciting survey in America.
It sure is. It'll
make you forget about Gallup, Pew, all of those others. You can see it there at our webpage, KNSSradio.com. Question today, the Wichita City Council is looking at possible changes for Century 2 Convention Center. Which solution would you prefer, renovate and update Century 2 as it is? 89%.
Whoa.
And our audience likes the idea. Tear it down and replace it? 11%. So there's a look at the Stephen Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. Jad did have a call earlier this morning from a gentleman who, I guess he was upset, Jad, because he couldn't vote more than once.
Something like that, yeah.
He voted and they wouldn't let him vote anymore. But the good thing is, if you vote in this one, you don't have to show an ID.
Yeah, it's not Chicago rules.
Yeah, you don't have to show an ID or anything like that.
No, you don't.
But you can't vote more than once.
No, we can't. We can't rig the numbers.
We can't allow that.
One person, one vote.
You got to have the Stephen Ted WichitaPerks.com poll has to have some integrity after all.
Right? I guess.
Okay, thank you. 7:52 now, Stephen Ted, arranging for new presidential planes. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. The government may have found its next Air Force One program. A report from Defense One says the Air Force is closing in on a contract to buy two 747s from the bankrupt Russian airline TransAero. The aircraft were never delivered and are being stored in the Mojave Desert. The jets were part of an order placed in 2013. Buying and modifying the aircraft would be cheaper than having Boeing build new ones. It's going to be another Starbucks in town, it looks like. It'll go into the Greenwich Village of Greenwich development near 21st and Greenwich. Venture Construction has pulled a building permit valued at nearly $250,000. The 9,800-square-foot building is the latest addition to the development. Neither the developer nor the company have confirmed that Starbucks is the tenant. The permit says it's a Starbucks tenant improvement. Tonight, a big night for the Wichita Business Journal. Folks in the healthcare community, we hand out our annual Healthcare Heroes Awards. The honorees include volunteers, nurses, doctors, and administrators in categories such as innovation and community involvement. Dr. Eli Bartal and Dr. Dennis Ross will be honored with Lifetime Achievement Awards. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, this is actually the second time that we've done a poll about what to do with Century 2. And the first time the numbers were similar, but not quite as overwhelmingly in favor of keeping the building. And I know that you at the Journal, you guys have also done some polling on this as well, haven't you?
Right. And a lot of people are saying, you know, they know that it's an outdated building. It was built in the late 60s, early 70s, needs to be changed, needs to accommodate the tenants that are in it. But they're also concerned that that is such an iconic piece of our skyline that they'd hate to see that design go. So there's some work to be done on figuring out just how to accomplish this.
And I think that one of the primary concerns is the acoustics down there and the fact that there's some bleed over from one area to the next, things like that.
Right.
Ted has been concerned that whenever he's on stage down there, he doesn't sound like Gordon McRae or, you know, or Vaughn Monroe.
He sounds better than Gordon
McRae. Right. You can have all the acoustics in the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not going to help me.
Acoustics. All right, sir, thank you. 7:55 now, Bill. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A series of earthquakes rattling central Oklahoma. We've got that story and more news. The fate of the Judge Riddell Boys Ranch. All coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.